Yeah. Tell.
Is what's your take on the advance party, the transition period, then to the establishment of the Golden Age? Your take.
So, okay. A few things. There are many things in our knowledge which Baba has yet not mentioned. And there is a very beautiful statement. The beauty of the drama is that many things would remain hidden. The beauty of this drama is that many things would remain secret, a mystery, an enigma throughout. They will never get revealed. That is the beauty of the drama. Now, about the transition period. The confluence age can be divided into two parts. The first part, which is going on now, of Seva. The second part of confluence age would be the part of revelation. There would be revelation of the Father. Every soul will get to know that Father has come. Every religious leaders, every religion souls would come to understand that Father has come and this is the only place, and there would be divine visions everywhere and people would rush, and there would be Sakshatkar, divine visions of angels. Today also Baba mentioned about visions. So there would be visions about angels, and there would be all that. That would be the golden period of the confluence age. Golden period of the confluence age. Because there would be revelation of the Father, divine visions, and we ourselves would get remain lost in Baba's love, and one more thing, the great destruction. So these two things would be going on together in the second part, simultaneously. On one side there would be great destruction, and that destruction would be also scattered destruction, not at one place everything is happening. Somewhere there would be tsunami, somewhere earthquake, somewhere the world war has broken. So some people are experiencing the aftermath, the result of world war, and at some place natural calamities and some local wars between countries. So different places would have different things happening. So second part of confluence age has got two divisions which are happening simultaneously, the great destruction, and on other side the revelation part, and we would be just lost in Baba's love. Those who are very real children of Baba, they would remain unaffected, untouched by all those annihilatory things which are happening in the world, all the situations, circumstances. Now, many souls of the Yajna have already left the body. Those who are very staunch follower, and they were very good souls of the Yajna and very seniors of the Yajna, they have gone and they have taken births. Except Brahma, everyone has taken birth. So these souls, whom we call advanced party, okay. So these souls are in different bodies. Some might be of 10-year-old, some might be 50-year-old, some might be 60-year-old. Now these are those advanced souls who are going to become the parents of the first generation of the deities, most probably. If you see the golden age, for example, Shri Krishna and Shri Radha, who would be their parents? Their parents have to be persons of this yuga, persons of the confluence age, and most likely they would be the departed souls of the Yajna, that is souls of the advanced party. Now, deities are very pure. How they are getting birth from the impure parents? So, Baba has given answer to that. The womb of the mother of deities would get purified by three processes. First, their own yogic power. Suppose a soul has been in Gyan for 60 years. He or she left the body and now has taken birth somewhere. And now this person is supposed to give birth to a deity. So her womb would get purified through three processes. First, her own yoga power of the previous birth. Second, when that soul was sick, the entire Brahmin family did some yoga for her. Or even if she is not sick, the blessings she had received. So the power of blessings or the yoga power of the family. And third, Baba's direct power. These three things would purify that womb. And from that, the first generation of the deities would take birth. Now, the transition of the power. These are all assumptions or speculations, gestures, conjectures. How? Right now, the power is with political field. All the power is with political leaders. A time will come when politics will fail. And all the powers would be transferred to the military. And the time will come, all the power from military would be transferred to the father of Shri Krishna. And he will be the whole and soul authority. And he will transfer the power to his son, that is Krishna, who would become the first prince of golden age. How this is going to take place, I really don't know, and Baba has never mentioned. But this is some of the things that can happen. Because there would be so much upheaval in the world soon. The time is very, very, very less. Whatever that is happening is the real self that is happening. Soon everything, Baba said that, even if Baba is relating Murli, and destruction is to happen after the Murli, Baba will still not tell in the Murli. He is narrating Murli now. And if the destruction is going to happen soon after the Murli, Baba will never tell even that time. Otherwise you will become time conscious. Only thing you have is with you is to remain ready. So, the first generation of deities, the confluence age, the two parts of the confluence age, and the simultaneous things which are happening, and all the souls, because of the great destruction, will leave the body. There are two ways, some with their yoga power, some with punishments. They will go back to home, but the earth would never be devoid of souls. There would be some souls. And all the souls would go, and then they will start coming down again. Even when they are coming down, probably even when the Shri Krishna is taken birth, confluence age, the last part is still there, and there are some souls here and there who are about to leave. But they may not be in contact with each other. And the earth, which is tilted right now by 23 degree, it would become straight again. And then because of this becoming straight, many other things will happen. First, the geography of the world will change. Now there are 5 continents or 7 continents. They all will merge and become one continent, that is India. Just one continent, one. Second, many of the diamonds, pearls, which are hidden in the surface of the earth, they all will come out. And probably they will be thrown into space. And then during golden age, there would be shower of those diamonds and pearls. And everywhere on the earth, you will find beautiful things. And all those things would get re-emerged again. All the Baba has said there would be engineers would be required there. So they will start building with very refined skills. All the new palaces and that world would be created like that again. So the creation of the golden age will take place. The deities would start coming. And a new age will begin. So, there are many gaps in this story. And this is given to speculation. And probably what exactly is going to happen, soon we will get to know it. Baba will not tell, but everything is already merged here. So that will get emerged and we will get to see everything, all those things happening. Yeah, that is a very, this thing, because probably all the upheavals, all the natural calamities and all such things might be responsible for, again, the earth which got tilted in Copper Age. One more thing to understand is the beginning of the Copper Age. That's again a mysterious part. The Silver Age has ended and there is an upheaval, there is an earthquakes, but there is one more question. Whenever there is a natural calamity, people suffer. But deities have not committed any crime, so why they should suffer? So in fact, they will not suffer. Not a single deity will die because of earthquakes happening at the end of Silver Age, but the houses would be broken. And these deities would then become body conscious. And they would start worshipping and create scriptures and all mythological stories from that point of time. Some of them might depart in the jungle and start doing tapasya. So, and then they would get degraded. And then the new soul will come from above, like Christ. Jesus, and Christ is coming in the body of Jesus. And the new religion would be established, Abraham. Like this, new religions would get established. One more question I want to ask you. Who crucified Jesus Christ? We. Because what were the souls present when he came? Already those were deities, means Brahmins. And Brahmins had gone on the leftist part, Vam Marg. And he is coming and establishing purity. So we are opposed to it. So how can we tolerate? So probably it's we only who crucified him, opposed him. Because that were the only available soul that time. He did not bring Christians along with him. They came later on. When he came along with us, many other followers came. But those who opposed him, probably they are we. Because we were the only available souls that time. So this thing is there. We are the ones who created most disturbance. We are the ones who, from Copper Age onwards, we were the ones who were responsible for destruction of the world. We are the ones who are responsible for opposing saints and avatars and incarnations and all such things.
But when we went to Copper Age, we were still pretty good. You know, right to now, our last birth, yeah. We were not that kind of extreme violent people.
Now, still pretty good karma. Now, not all souls would be like that. There would be a group of Brahmins who would be creating scriptures, who would be supporting religions and who would be well-to-do, who would have a lot of money, very rich. In fact, all would be rich during Copper Age. Gradually, half of the Copper Age has gone and then the new souls are coming still. Others are already existing. 33 crores are already there, but now new souls would start coming from above. So there would be mixture of souls there. And then the Brahmins would go in another religions, different other religions. So I am not telling that they will suddenly resort to violence. The violence would be very gradual. And not all will do, some of them will do, but... That's okay. So there is something known as sadistic pleasure also. Yeah, it is possible. It is possible.
They are the 330 million, so they are the much more, you know, those who came into Gyan just a little bit, yeah. And they go to heaven.
Yeah.
So they are so much more.
They,
you know,
they are lower spiritual caliber. Yeah. Those who enter towards the end of Silver Age don't think that they are very elevated souls. Yeah. So they can do all such things.
Yeah.
Even like, let's say, you know, in Copper Age, we start creating rituals and other scholars, so we are actually putting them into that kind of hardship and sorrow.
Yeah, of course. In one way, you are inflicting sadistic, you are having sadistic pleasures by who actually inflicted pains on people, pandits, priests. They created this many things. You have to follow this, you have to follow. They themselves did not follow, but they wanted others to follow. They created all those systems of caste. These are Shudras. They are lower caste. You have to keep on washing our feet. You have to wash our utensils. You have to wash all the dirt. While we will remain untouched. Even if you touch us, we will get polluted. Who are these people? Brahmins. They were Brahmins like this, no? Who inflicted pains on others. So...
I was thinking, if I look into the history of India, all the sorrow and pain, and then because being Brahmin is the one that comes in the beginning, so who actually created all this? And I was thinking that I was part of this process that makes people very sorrowful.
That's why Baba said that you are responsible for creation of heaven,
yes.
And you are also the responsible person for creating hell. It's the Indians, Baba often says. Indians, they are the most elevated. You got the highest happiness and you are the ones who got the highest sorrow. And you are also the one who created highest unhappiness for others. Now see, one more thing. Those souls who are coming, they are very pure souls. At least the first birth. So they will not resort to violence immediately. For example, Jesus Christ is there. And these are the available souls. Who are the available souls? We. Now, some other souls are coming at the same time. Suddenly, from the very first birth, they are not going to resort to violence. They will take few births. After that, they become Tamo Pradhan, Sato Pradhan, Rajo Pradhan. So, it will take some time. So, definitely, we are playing the hero part. Hero part doesn't mean that every time good. Hero also means a villain. Hero also means very important part. Sometimes villain has a hero part.
It's interesting, there's so many souls that have left in the advance.
Yeah.
But yet, you know, they will be, you know, they are still kind of hidden, you know.
Yeah, they are hidden. They will remain hidden. They will never come in Gyan.
Yeah.
They will not come in Gyan. They will remain hidden. But they will be very pure souls.
Yeah. But they will be actually, you know, doing greatness because they are such advanced souls already. Yet, it's like still so hidden until this time.
They will remain hidden. Baba even said about Dadi Prakashmani that she has taken birth in a family where their parents are devoted to the extent that they even drink water in remembrance of God. Yeah. Dadi Prakashmani Baba had said this. Her parents drink water even in remembrance of God, though they don't know who is God. But they are very great devotees. So it's all mysterious.
Yeah.
And let's wait for the time to unfold, to unravel the mystery.
You know, we know Dadis are the jewels, or original jewels, and now there are very few left. Let's take Dadi Janki, for instance. Mm. Assuming if like Dadi is no more here, you know, like they are the ones that takes purity to the pinnacle.
Mm.
So when they are no more there, it would be like purity would be not, you know, it's like declining. So it should not happen. So it's like, could it possibly be like Dadi Janki is also a time, the indicator of a time also? And another question is, the other day when you say the brother was asking you that, he says 40 years, the end of the world, but you say much less.
Mm.
What is your estimate for that?
Baba says, don't become time conscious. Be soul conscious. If I tell you the time, then Baba says that you will keep on thinking about that time all the time and you will forget being soul conscious.
But
okay,
also,
but you want estimate. Okay.
But at this time, is he like, you know, Baba says at a time...
There's one brother in hospital. He has made a definite calculation of that. And in his room, he has kept a calendar. Every day he keeps on removing it. One day is minus. He has measured exact months and days. And according to his calculation, it's about less than 1 year. Beginning of the end. Yeah, beginning of the end. So there are different people having different calculations. So he is, and if you go to him, he will sit with you for 1 hour and explain how it is only this much time is remaining.
Also, Baba has mentioned, like, you know, there's a period for effort making where you accumulate multi-million folds. And he also said there's a period of transformation where $1 is equals to $1. Mm. So now there's no more new Murlis, but it's all revision because Baba is not coming and talking about new Murli anymore. So it is like we are going into that period of transformation only.
We already started the period of transformation.
So, and depending on the, like, you know, the value for Murli, so it's like a dollar for a dollar also now?
Yes. And now few more things which are remaining, they would not be told by Baba, but they would get revealed to us by divine visions in future. Soon we will get to know many things. Baba will not tell, but we will get touchings that such a thing is going to happen, this is going to happen. All such things are going to happen. This is a mysterious period we are in right now. And something is there around the corner. And the curtain will be uplifted soon. And then we will get to see many new things. Yes?
Yeah, brother. Just now you were saying that those new souls who came down during the copper age, they cannot do some bad stuff, right?
Yeah.
It's we are the one. Because in one of Baba's Muli, he did reveal that it is the spiritual law that when a soul comes down, he doesn't perform any wrong action.
Yeah.
He will walk his journey until half his section. Let's say when he comes down during copper, it's another 2-5. Right. He'll walk until 1-2-5-0. Before he start doing the bad action. So those actions will most probably be done by us.
Mm.
right? And not those new people.
No.
Yeah. And another thing is that
one more thing about this is those who are new now. Mm. Suppose the soul has come now for the first time from home, Paramdham. Yeah.
Still happy birth.
There is only one birth or two births. Mm. Now, if there is only one birth, in that one birth only, that soul will go through all the stages very fast. Sato Pradhan, Sato, Rajo, Tamo and Tamo Pradhan. Immediately deterioration will happen very fast.
And also you're mentioning about destruction. In the end, you will say that when the destruction comes by the five elements, they come at a different timing.
Different timing. Sometimes but according all to the Baba's time, Muli, all may attack at one time also.
Yeah,
it's possible.
At one time. Because now it is like scattered here, there and everywhere. Yeah, yeah. But the end time, all five will come one shot.
Yeah.
And I think the thing that has already shown the sign to us is the Yokoshima earthquake, remember?
Right,
in one earthquake, there was tsunami, there was fire, explosion,
all things together.
Pollution, all. That is a sign in Baba's Muli. Baba says, if you see five in one, that is a sign that we are close. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
And there are many other signs of destruction, not just this, but I'll tell you a few more things, like mercury and honeybees would get extinguished. Many such things are going to happen soon. They are linked with destructions. Once I had made all the asteroids would come. Means like this is being told by those people who do not know Brahma Kumaris. Deadly. Okay. So there would be nuclear war. One. Methane burst from the seabed. Seabed has got a lot of methane. So that will start bursting and the whole ocean would get poisoned. Then devastating solar storms. Some devastating solar storms will come and they will destroy the... Then black hole, then super volcanoes, then magnetic field offset, then the death of bees. This is a very important thing. Honeybees are very important for the ecology. A day will come, the moment the honeybees are destroyed in the world will come to an end. Destruction of the environment, then deadly asteroid impacts. So such things are going to happen. The strong rays of the sun would start directly penetrating the earth and there would be upheaval here because of burning. There will be burns.
Usually they say black hole will swallow the stars or comes
near the earth. See, physicists have dismissed the possibility that humans could create a black hole which gobbles us all up. But this hasn't stopped people from worrying about it. There have been plenty of conspiracy theory ever since the large Hadron Collider opened at CERN. This gigantic machine lets scientists smash protons together at super high speed and watch them break apart into tiny particles, giving us a better understanding of how our universe fits us. See, these are known as conspiracy theories. Lot of conspiracy theories are there. So super volcanoes. Yeah. And this World War III. And then alien attacked. Then magnetic, nobody knows about alien, but they say, these are all the propositions which are given. Yeah, magnetic, I'm talking of world. Even the worldly people talk about destruction, not we. They are talking about the death of bees and destruction of environment. This magnetic offset, that is also one thing. World War III, at the close of the Second World War, nearly 2.5% of the human population had perished. Of the 70 million people who were killed, about 20 million died from starvation. So they are talking about the old figures. And there are some revelations in Bible. What the Bible says, Peter verse number 3, chapter 3 verse number 6, through which the world at which the time was destroyed being flooded with water. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements would be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its work will be burnt up. These are some of the prophecies given in Bible about the destruction of the world. So many things, super volcanoes, and as I said, solar storms. This would be a great factor. And then methane burst, nuclear war, asteroids. So these are the few things responsible for destruction. That might cause destruction. So the discussion is endless. Okay. So, Om Shanti.